Welcome to Organizing with Ease. I'm Zina Tsiman with Firefly Bridge Organizing.
And I'm Deanna Mall with Ease to Clutter.
This is where we talk about ways to make organizing easy so that we can enjoy our daily lives with less stress. Welcome to episode 90. This week, we want to wrap January up with strength.
Yes, we do.
Most people have a health goal each new year. For some, it might be losing some weight. For others, it's eating better or becoming physically stronger to age better.
Yes. And in 2023, Netflix came out with a series called Live 200. Oh my gosh. Secrets of Blue Zones. So have you heard about that one, Zina?
Yeah, I watched it. It was pretty interesting.
Did you like it? Did you like it a lot?
I did. I mean, lots of fun tips about lifestyles in there, which, you know about, but when you see it play out, you're like, oh yeah, okay, I can see how this would work.
Yeah, right? So in the series, Dan Buettner, an author and National Geographic fellow and journalist, leads us through areas of the world which he and other scientists call the Blue Zones. These are five specific communities where the residents tend to live extraordinarily long and good lives. Maybe you all have all watched the series. Totally super interesting.
Yeah, it is. And so in their research, Dan and his team of scientists found that there were specific common lifestyle habits that these communities share, and he calls these the Power Nine.
Yes, that is correct. Unlocking longevity, embracing the Blue Zone. Power Nine lifestyles are you ready? We are going to move naturally. We are going to have a purpose. Downshift, 80% rule, plant slate, wine at 5, belong, loved ones first, and finding the right tribe. So Zenit, which of these 9 powers lifestyle habits speaks to you the most?
Well, 2 very specifically. Okay, and I love each of these because they make absolute sense to me. But the one that really spoke to me right off the top of my head is right tribe, because they talk about in the series how, and in his books that about the Blue Zones, that people need social interaction, the right kind of social interaction, to feel healthy, to feel love, to feel enjoyment in their lives, right? Even though you might have the best purpose, you might have the best fitness, you might have the best of everything, if you don't have somebody to share that with, even if it's just one person or a small group, then you're not living life to its fullest. You're not going to be the fullest of yourself that you could be. So I love that we all need that, no matter what age we are, what stage of life that we're in, we need a social circle. It could be a little circle of friends. It could be just you and your partner, but whoever are supporting you in healthy behaviors, healthy habits, that is one of the keys to being happy, to being healthy as well. Because if you're each supporting each other with a healthier lifestyle, it's naturally going to occur that way. Rather than if you're both very, or your entire group is very sedentary, you don't eat well, that kind of thing, you're going to support each other in continuing those characteristics, those behaviors. And so that really spoke to me. But the other one that spoke to me, of course, is wine at 5. Hello. People in most of those, 4 out of the 5.
Well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, Deanna.
Yes,
I love it.
Yes, that's what it is.
And they say moderate drinkers. They see that moderate drinkers outlive the non-drinkers. Not in all situations. They do say that the Seventh-day Adventists, they don't drink, and they still are one of the longest living groups of people, communities of people out there.
Well, yeah, because this particular habit, wine at 5, is really enjoyed socially and in small quantities.
Yes.
Offering, I know you're going to, this is crazy to hear, but offering cardiovascular benefits.
I love it.
So I'm just saying. So actually,
there we go. I'm sticking to it.
Okay. You're sticking to the 5. I like that one. Wine at 5. I'll join you. So the ones that actually resonated with me was actually like all 9, as well.
Yeah.
But, it's also number 2, which is a purpose.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of people out there. And also sometimes, you know, and I think COVID has had a lot to do with this thought process for a lot of people, you know, trying to find a reason to get out of bed each morning. But if you get out of bed with a purpose, with a reason, it really contributes to a fulfilling and longer life because you wake up and you just move forward. And that's why one of the things that I like to take on is the journaling and the meditation in the mornings, because as Anna Tootle also, you know, does her gratitude every day, it does make a difference in life, so that when you do wake up, you have that. So I really do feel that number two, purpose, because it really isn't the physical activity. Like, let's say you didn't really schedule going to the gym, right? But then the natural move, that's number one, which is move naturally. So you have a purpose. And so not only do you wake up in the morning, but you have your purpose. And then what is it? You could also do your, you know, natural moving. And then you have that purpose to wake up. You're like, okay, I'm going to go take a walk outside. I'm going to do gardening. So back to the gardening of doing something.
Back to the gardening. Yeah.
Back to gardening. Or, you know, just maybe like incorporating a movement that's kind of like seamless in your routine. So, you know, number two, purpose. Number one, move naturally, because, you know, I love to walk outside. And then also about the actual eating. That has actually put a big menu into a lot of households, is like not only the menu planning, but what do you plan for the menu? Like, do you do the healthy habits? And then, you know, the 80% rule really is about mindful approach to eating. So that's where that 80% comes into play. For this,
where you eat until you're about 80% full.
80% full, right? Correct, which is preventing overconsumption. Right?
Yes.
So this habit actually promotes better digestion and helps maintain a healthier weight. And I think that's where this particular nine rules of the Blue Zone actually also resonates with me, because I actually do that 80%, because if I go beyond that, I feel very ill. I don't know about you, but it just there's something about it. And then, of course, you know, the plant slate, which is plant-based. But yeah, so those are my four: the plant-based, eating the vegetables, the fruits, the 80% rule, the purpose, moving naturally, you know, all of them actually resonate to me. But I'm just saying those four actually are something that I actually do myself. So it was kind of nice to see that I might be living a long life. You never know.
There you go.
I do wine at 5 anyway. So that, I mean, like, that was kind of nice to just say, like, wow, I'm doing something right. I mean, I don't know.
I'm doing something right with my wine at 5.
I'm absolutely. Like, yes, absolutely. makes me feel good today. Making me feel good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm with you with the purpose. A lot of moms go through this as a kind of a very challenging part of their lives. They, especially stay-at-home moms, but sometimes with working moms as well, the purpose when their kids are young are to raise their family, to raise their kids. And then guess what? Once those kids are you know, grown and flown, they're out of the house, they're working on their own, living in a different city, all of a sudden, the purpose for these moms is kind of like in flux. What do I do with my life? What am I supposed to be doing now that my kids are grown? And then the next shift is in retirement. Both, of course, the mom and the dad, once they retire, what is your purpose in life after you retire? Let's have that in place. And people have been talking about this for a long time, but really we need to think about it now when we're still young. What are our interests internally, not just in raising our children and building our families, but internally, what are our own interests that we want to continue to develop and turn those into a purpose? How can we help the greater world or our communities or each other with a purpose that will continue on past our retirement? Otherwise, we do fall into this, why am I here? I don't know what to do with my life. And a lot of mental issues that come with that. So I love that purpose is one of these power nine.
Yes, I think that is nice for those that did not or were not aware of what this Blue Zones are with with the nine. I think this is something that you might want to look into. And then, you know, just hopefully it resonates and you take this on in your daily life, whether it's all nine, but maybe one or two. So I had a dear friend of mine that I talked to over the weekend, and she talked about self-care She is a life coach for women that are going through a divorce. And she gave some of her tips of what to do.
Hi, one tip I would share for being healthier this year is to implement self-care daily into your life, whether that means reading a book, taking a bath, even taking a five-minute nap, sitting in a chair by yourself for 5 minutes, breathing, thinking about what you want, and just putting yourself higher on at the top of the totem pole for once during your day for even 5 minutes, the more the merrier.
This was really inspiring to me to hear her say, well, okay, yes, implement self-care daily, but put yourself first, even if it's just for those few minutes a day. We just talked about purpose. I think this is, you know, part of the key to it. Think about yourself, just even if it's only for those few minutes a day before you then go on with the rest of your day and you know, all the demands on you. I think that's really interesting that that's something that that a lot of people don't do. And I think it's great to focus on that for this coming year.
No, I think so too. I strongly believe in that. And I actually share these messages, you know, constantly in regards to self-care and how important it is, because you do need to take care of yourself in order to take care of others. And, you know, there's a lot of ways to get there, but a lot of times we just don't know how to get there. So this is nice where she actually just solidified in a nutshell of what and how, you know, you could do and start. So it's kind of nice. It was really nice of her that she was able to share these tips.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you so much. It was really nice of her to do that. All right. So while blue zones give us a peek into the lifestyles and habits that can make us feel better this year, color is something else that affects our moods and our well-being. So in 1999, Pantone, the company that developed a color standardization system that's still used today for things like color matching, design, really in all industries, Pantone began the color of the year tradition to, as they put it, start a conversation and build a relationship between culture and color.
So since then, many home paint manufacturers like Benjamin Moore, Behr, Sherwin Williams, and others have also come out with color of the year, and they choose their own. It's not just that one universal color of the year. So each company puts out a lot of planning and research into the color that they pick. And I'm excited about the 2024 because they want to make sure that they're relevant to the public.
Yeah. So in order to pick this color of the year, they look at trends in fashion and home design, but also pop culture and politics and a whole lot of other facets of what's happening around the world today. And then they predict what shades they think will be meaningful and trendy in the coming year.
Yes. And then, you ready? They create a whole collection of colors centered around that color of the year, which would all work well together in a home, which would include some neutrals and a statement colors. After all, they're trying to give us an easy way to choose the color, because we all want to have a paint job inside and outside more so than we would like. So it's actually on my home project list this year. So we'll see.
Well, you know, it was interesting to me. Research shows that these paint companies, they did research and they saw that homeowners, we're not afraid of color on our walls. We're just afraid of picking the wrong color for us. Yes. Right? We've been there.
Yes. Yes, we have. Yes.
By having them pick out a color of the year that's relevant to our culture, they're helping us to choose that one color. And of course, we're then buying their paint. So
well,
it's a
win-win. Of course, it is a win-win. Like I just did my bookcase in blue. So yes. So Pantone's color of the year for 2024 is called, drumroll please, Peach Fuzz. According to them, the color embraces the warm, fuzzy feeling. Yeah. Now, Benjamin Moore, which is really interesting because I just mentioned that I just did my bookcase in blue, their color is Blue Nova. So the trend they're predicting this year is all about connecting with other warm, friendly kind of ways.
So there you go. So you were just talking about the blue zones and the social connection. And both, well, all of the paint companies, if you look at the types of colors that they're picking as color of the year for 2024, they're kind of, a lot of them are related to this peach fuzz color, this warm kind of neutral type of color that's very homey, very cozy. We talked about people, you know, you just said people want to connect in warm, friendly, and kind ways. So these colors are meant to do that. And the blue is kind of like the airy, the, well, two ways. I think Benjamin Moore's blue, Blue Nova, is kind of a deeper blue, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And so actually, DBT Fiber, which is a textile company, also for their like summer and spring of, or spring and summer, my apologies, 2024 color trends, actually does have must-have colors, is actually the white, yellow, navy, and jean color. So
there you go.
There you go. So
blue
it's
all, is in.
Blue. Blue is in. That is it. Yes. Yes, it is. So
it's friendly
in a friendly way. Denim. Yes. Yeah. Denim way. So
love
yeah.
That,
so, you know, and then it's also you could tie that into fashion trends. So the fashion trends also are going into the, you know, those folk colors that, you know, people like.
Gotcha.
And also the earth colors, right? Which is kind of nice, and vintage. So kind of like a win-win, I think, for all.
All for this, around.
For all around. Right. For all around. Yeah. So I think that's
it's
kind
all,
of a...
It's all interrelated.
It that's is all interrelated. Because the bottom line is, we all want to feel good, look good, and walk into our home and have a smile to look at, right?
Isn't it interesting that color has such an effect on us? I mean, I think we know this. And for a long time, the trend in homes was the white, the feeling of cleanliness, of pristine spaces, of everything put away, nothing on your counters, nothing on your tables. And now, and really since the pandemic, I've seen this turn to a little bit more
homey.
Cozy. So during,
homey.
Right, during
homey.
The pandemic, it was all about, yes, homey. Let's be at home. Let's be comfortable at home. Let's, you know, the fuzzy textures were in last year and the year before, remember?
Yep.
And then we moved a little bit more into, well, now we're going back out again. Now we want to reconnect with other people. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is where the colors this year are coming into play. It's all about reconnecting with other people, but in warm and friendly and kind ways, no more of this white, pristine, clean, standoffish way, but it's more warmth and inviting. And how do we create connections with other people? And color has a lot to do with that. It makes us feel, when you walk into a home that has a lot of warm color in it, you feel differently than when you walk into a home that's mostly white and gray, right?
Yes. I mean, even if you do have a white wall, you can accent it. Like what we see, what interior designers, when they come up with their creativity on making a room bigger, making a room smaller, or making the illusion of. So accessories also can make a big difference on making that warm feel as well. So
yes.
with color as well, because they
color.
Seem, interior designers just seem to have that, you know, that look, that eye. And, you know, I learn a lot from those interior designers to give that. So, yeah. So you're right. It's all about the color. And also, you know, the color is what you wear also. You know, each color has a statement, meaning behind each color. And, you know, yellow is my favorite color, as we all know. And so, you know, for me, I just love it because it just puts a smile on my face, just like a sunflower. Oh. Sunflowers have those colors as well. It puts a smile on everyone's faces, but maybe not all. Maybe they, you know, resonate to different flowers. But that's another reason why I like to have flowers weekly, because it brings joy to my home. So everyone
to nature as well. And
yes,
color.
And color. Yes. So thanks for joining us today. Please leave us a quick review. Reviews help others find our podcast.
And follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, so you never miss a new episode. Remember that a new episode comes out every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Join us again next week for more organizing ideas and tips. Until next week.